This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The White House says President Biden's been briefed on what it calls the horrific shootings in the Atlanta area, and the administration's been in touch with the FBI about this. Eight people are dead, and there are fears this may be a hate crime against Asian Americans. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Authorities say a 21-year-old man was arrested in southwest Georgia Tuesday night after fatal shootings at three Atlanta-area massage parlors that left eight people dead. Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Barker said Robert Allen Long of Woodstock, Georgia, was taken into custody in Crisp County, about 150 miles south of Atlanta. Atlanta Police Chief Rodney Bryant told reporters three people were killed at a spa in northeast Atlanta, and a fourth person was killed at another spa across the street. Bryant said all three victims were female and appeared to be Asian. Earlier in the afternoon, authorities in Cherokee County, which is north of Atlanta, said three people were killed and two others were injured at a massage parlor there. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Biden says he's been surprised that some Americans are refusing to get COVID-19 shots.
It's important to take the vaccine.
He also spoke to George Stephanopoulos of ABC News in an exclusive interview about the surge of immigrants at the border, advising them not to come until the Biden administration gets a plan in place that will allow them to apply for entry in a more orderly fashion. And he said this about New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's been accused by several women of sexual harassment.
If the investigation confirms the claims of the women, should he resign?
Yes, I think he'd probably end up being prosecuted, too.
The president also says it'll be tough to meet a May 1st deadline to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, but the complete drawdown won't take much longer, he says. The Biden administration's also convening a summit next week to help get children back into the classroom safely in the middle of the pandemic. This is AP News. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel says a daytime talk show's been sidelined.
CBS says it will continue to muzzle the talk. The network says the daytime Gabfest will stay off the air another week while it decides what to do about a discussion about racism that went sideways last week. It started when co-host Sharon Osbourne tried to defend her friend, British TV host Piers Morgan, who's been a frequent and harsh critic of Meghan Markle, the former American actress married to Prince Harry. Co-host Cheryl Underwood asked the first support of Morgan amounted to agreeing with some of his comments viewed by many as racist. An angry Osbourne, using profanity that was bleeped, said she felt persecuted because of her defense of Morgan. Underwood, who like Markle is black, tried to continue the conversation after a commercial break. When Underwood got emotional, Osbourne told her not to cry because if anyone should be crying, it should be her. CBS says the show will return next Tuesday. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.